her mother sneered. You know so very little about men's nature. They can think of the ugliest things. See to it that you're never alone with a young man until you're married, Annette. Don't let them lead you astray with beautiful words. Men know perfectly well how to charm and lure a woman. Pray to the Virgin Mary for the power to resist, or you'll soon feel their lecherous hands on your body. And remember that God sees everything you do. You mustn't give in to unsuitable and shameful emotions. Never. You must work to please God. Only prostitutes and fallen women allow themselves to be flattered and intoxicated by men, and you don't want to be one of those, do you? Annette bowed her head. No, Mum, I'll bear it all in mind. She hoped that the lecture was over for now. It always gave her the shivers and a vague discomfort in the body, making her almost feel sick. Fortunately, the lecture was over for now. Her mother had caught sight of a little old woman sitting by the palace gate with her basket of vegetables. Her mother ordered the driver to bring the horse to a halt. She leaned out of the carriage window and grabbed the whip from its holder on the side of the carriage. With a hard lash, she drove the woman away from the gate. She then leaned back with a satisfied smile on her face. When you go on your six-month journey with your relative, Jacob de la Gardie, to his new homeland, please bear in mind what I've just told you. Jacob is a Riksmarsk, so you'll be moving in the finest circles. Otherwise, I would never have let you travel to that pagan country. But Jacob will see to it that nothing improper happens to you. And besides, I've brought you up properly. I'm sure you'll avoid all dangers. Yes, Mum, said Annette. From what I've heard of men, I can promise you that nobody will get close to me. Good, said her mother, relieved. I want you out of the way for a while, you see, because fortune hunters have discovered that Castle Lupiac has an heir who is now of age. We don't want to have anything to do with fortune hunters, do we, Annette? No, Mum. But human beings are not masters of the whims of fortune. Annette had been away from home for more than 2 months when a message came to tell her that her mother had passed away. So the girl stayed with her family in pagan Sweden. She was still far too young to manage on her own. But her strong-willed mother's words had sunk into Annette's mind. She had been taught how a real lady was to behave. At Linden Avenue, the years passed by more and more quickly for Arda Lind of the Ice People, a little too quickly in his opinion, because there was something he still had not managed to accomplish. Mikael, Tarjei's son, had vanished in the fog from which he had emerged when Tancred met him on the banks of the Elbe. So now he was searching for his grandchild with all the means at his disposal, which wasn't much because the war between Denmark, Norway and Sweden put many obstacles in his way. Nevertheless, one day in 1658, he heard about a landowner in Christiania whose sister was living...